this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Hello, good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Matt Hames, here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Good to be here.
Troy Harmon.
How's it going, Matt?
I'm doing well. And the infamous, notorious...
Mostly absent.
I don't speak until the next segment. Remember, this is y'all's segment. I don't do anything.
Sorry to wake you.
Well, glad you're with us this morning. We're excited to be here. Appreciate you devoting the next hour or so. Hopefully you'll listen to us this Saturday morning here.
I predicted last week, by the way, that the market would be up. And
yeah, the market's up. The
market was up for the week.
Directly so.
Yeah, 11 basis points. That's a huge decline. I mean, increase.
11 basis points a week would be what? Over 6%? 7%?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be happy with 7% in the bank?
That's actually what I'm talking about, yeah.
Plus the dividend?
Sure.
Well, then, quit bad-mouthing.
Year to date, we're up almost 2%. 1.95%.
That's almost 1% a month, but that's better.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take 12 for sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, Matt, you were going to talk about how people get a hold of us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to make the point, too, that that we record the show on Thursdays. We had somebody get confused last week. And want
it was
to be
me.
Sure, other than Gene. So you're listening to us on Saturday morning. Call us during the week. Our locally, 770-429-9166. You can get us during the week. If you've got a question you want us to address on the air, by all means, give us a call or email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's something that we want to be sure you know, that we'll be glad to answer your questions and cover this stuff. So you can hear it on Saturday mornings.
Very good. Okay, let's talk a little bit about broad economics this week. And again, we get mixed messages, I guess you would call it. The housing market fell by 2 points this month.
Yeah, a lot of that's measured by traffic through homes. And
Boston was a little tough.
I know I don't normally talk during this segment, but maybe y'all could check the weather forecast.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure this is a trend. I'm just thinking people aren't buying homes when the snow is over their head.
It never.
I'm not going to look at a house as cold as it is today.
It never snows ever in February, huh? That's what you're telling me?
I'm telling you it probably is snowing more now than it did last year, hence it's down 2%.
Only in two places that don't count, New York and Boston.
Well, listen to this, though. The news was that the Northwest posted respectable gains, while the Midwest actually saw significant declines. So, I mean, given the weather.
South was flat.
Exactly, flat. Didn't move much. And if you look a little further down our list, new residential construction was about the same. You know, Midwest had declines, while the Northeast and West fell a little bit, but it wasn't as bad in the South. Basically, had a monthly gain. So,
and new residential construction was up considerably from a year ago,
right.
January, to now up 18% higher. Yep. In January 14, although it's down a little bit from last month.
I'm going to predict that building in Atlanta is down for the week. I'm going to predict.
For the week?
I'm going to predict.
All right.
Predictions and us and the weather this week just haven't
been
to do.
You wouldn't want to be in the asphalt business this week.
You're
right.
That's
what I'm saying.
Painting business probably suffered a bit, too.
You can pour concrete, but you sure can't put...
The asphalt.
Asphalt
don't stick well.
Industrial production, good news there. It was up 0.2.
Yep.
But they revised downward the prior months.
The whole fourth quarter,
yes.
Yeah.
So that was not good.
Right.
Capacity utilization was steady at 79.4, about a percentage point below its long-term range. That's good because you don't ever want a plant running 90% because you get screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have time in order to repair machines, cut lines down.
You wear out some employees like that, too.
Yeah. Well, I expect the employees to work 100% of the time that they're working.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
But how many?
Yeah, that happens.
That's right. Since the invent of texting, that happens all the time.
It tends to rise significantly after the football season is over.
Well, that's true.
Okay, it does. Okay.
Yeah. Unless they're not going to go to the restroom every once in a while, I'm pretty sure they're not working 100% of the time.
Okay, well,
all right. Producer price index, we saw fell.
Down.
Yeah, almost a percent, eight-tenths of a percent.
You're talking about the possibility here of not deflation, but certainly not any inflation whatsoever.
Right, yeah.
Because that passes through, and obviously production costs were down because energy costs were down. The Federal Open Market Committee, those are the Fed, they meet and they decide whether they're going to raise rates, lower rates, or something. They seem to be getting cold feet.
They do.
They were talking about before that they were going to be raising rates in, I don't know, let's say June or something like that.
Right.
Now they're talking about, geez, I don't know, things have slowed down and things like that.
Right. So they were struggling with their message on the rate increase.
That's right. How do we get our language to be a little different?
Yeah. You know, the market took it as, you know, low rates for a longer period, obviously. So you saw big moves in the in some of the interest rates, you know, on an immediate basis after that release. And the market gained a bit.
Well, financials are hurting.
Right.
This year, but financials and energy are the two sectors that are down.
Right.
Over the year. Remember the movie Blazing Saddles? You remember that movie?
Right. I'm not sure where you're going, but I'm scared.
Yeah, wow.
Not the campfire scene, guys.
Okay.
A lot of things flashed in my head just then, and I thought, wow.
But you remember that old guy with the beard and everything else? But the guy says, oh, you don't understand frontier gibberish? Well, that's what the Fed speaks.
Right.
His Fed gibberish. No one can understand what in the world they're talking about. The stock market, as we told you, was up. It doesn't really matter day by day. There's all sorts of reasons for everything.
Right.
Today, the market's a little bit down because Walmart says they're going to raise salaries by $1 an hour for all their employees or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Right.
We'll be
widespread
over,
increases.
Which will be over the federal minimum. They're trying to do something here. Earnings, I didn't see any big surprises here. Waste management.
Right.
That's the only growing resource in America, garbage. And if you're moving it around,
right,
that's a pretty good job.
Yeah, they spun off one of their businesses too, Wheelabrator Technologies, who actually they create energy out of burning garbage. How do you like that business?
Wow. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. Yeah, Waste Management did spin that business off. Which, you know, made them have to adjust some of their numbers. They beat 67 cents versus the street expected 61 cents per share.
There you go. Goodyear Tire and Rubber, they were up.
Right.
Earnings were up.
Yep, beat by a penny.
The big hit this week was Fossil. I mean, they make the watches. Oh, yeah. I guess they make leather goods. I never familiar with their leather goods. But they got hammered. They were down like 15, 16%. And it didn't look that bad. Their present earnings weren't bad, but they forecasted the earnings were only going to be 60 to 70 cents, and the analysts expected $1.25.
Right. Yeah.
Are those are Fossil watches made in Switzerland?
I think it's a low end watch.
It is a low end watch. Yeah.
But I think it's. I don't believe it is.
Okay, I just wondered if it could happen because with the Swiss being
The currency issues that they've had.
And Duke Energy,
right?
Did
missed.
Well.
It missed. They 86 cents versus street expecting 88 cents. Missed expectations again by 2 cents, and said that the future outlook was a little bit fuzzy. I guess not too bright.
Shouldn't these guys be making tons of money, given that the natural gas prices have fallen, and they use that to generate electricity, and since I haven't seen public utilities cutting their electric rates anywhere. What's the deal?
I would imagine they've hedged, and you know when they've hedged, expecting potential higher prices, and the price goes lower. Actually, they lose on that. So, you know, they ultimately that's probably what they're looking at.
Okay. Well, I mean, otherwise, utilities have gotten hammered this year mainly because of expectations of higher rates. And rates did pop a little this week, but not a whole bunch to talk about.
Right.
The 10-year was up 3 bips, The 30-year was up 6, which is reasonable, but the other ones, 2-year, 5-year were flat,
More or less,
And the 30-year mortgage rose from 3.9% to 3.96. That's
right. Yeah.
So nothing crushing in there.
No, not too bad. I know earnings season, we're about 85% of the way through S&P 500 earnings. Sales growth is up 1.2%. Earnings growth is just short of 5%. And
that's for fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, yeah. Right, yeah. And the thing that's interesting there is if you look at energy and what a toll it's taking on earnings, sales growth is negative 15.4%, earnings growth down 20.5%.
Okay.
So if you multiply that by the impact of how large that sector is, you're losing about a 1.75%.
Okay. Matt, you want to give us a little insight into the case we have this week?
Yeah, so when we come back from the break, we're going to take a break here in a second. Bill, your time's coming, right? So you've been pretty tame the first segment here, but when we come back, we're going to cover a case study. Talk about Roth conversions.
Right.
It comes up a lot. We get asked about it a lot, and we'll be taking some calls from this week that we got to answer a few more questions. But don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.